You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Hey, Willie, there go the jailer man now.
Put them prisoners in cell number 4!
Doggone, I hate that man. And you know one thing, Willie, this is the worst jail we ever been in all our lives. Just look at the size of those bars. Ain't they sick, though, hmm?
I wonder why they got those bars there.
Oh, I don't know. I guess maybe it must be to keep the mosquitoes out.
No, this ain't no mosquito bar.
No?
No, those bars are there to keep the prisoners in.
Yes, and doggone, I believe they're going to be a success, too. Ain't it lonesome around here, though? Hmm?
Yeah, I don't like this place. I'm going to break out of here.
Oh, behave yourself. You going to break out of where?
I'm going to break out of this jail.
Well, you know, the cemetery is just full of people that broke out of jails.
Well, what are we here for anyway?
Oh, I don't know. We're just here because we're here because we're here because we're here. We're here because we're here because we're here because we're here. Doggone, I won't get out of here.
Boy, the thing for you to do when you get out of this jail is to get busy and amount to something.
How you mean get busy?
I mean busy yourself.
Busy myself doing what?
Doing anything, just so you do it.
Why don't you do it?
Well, I'm busy.
Doing what?
Doing anything.
Well, what do I want to work for, anyhow?
Because the work's got to be done.
Well, who wants it done?
Everybody.
Well, why don't they do it?
Because it's not their work.
Well, why not?
Because the work's laid out for you.
Yeah, but who laid it out?
Well, how do I know who laid it out?
Well, how do you know it's laid out?
Well, the work wouldn't be there if it wasn't laid out.
Well, I got more work than I can handle right now.
Well, what you doing?
Oh, this and that.
Well, where are you doing it?
Here and there.
When?
Now and then.
Oh, you just lying. You wouldn't work even if you had work, would you?
Well, not if I could find anything else to do. No, I don't like the work. I'd rather just be able to get about.
To get about what?
About $2 on account.
On account of what?
On account of being broke.
Boy, there's only one place in the world for a lazy man like you, and that's California.
Yeah?
Yeah, where you don't have to work and everything is free.
Oh, Willie, is everything free out there?
Why, sure, everything grows wild and all you have to do is sleep under an orange tree.
Oh, behave you there. Is the oranges free too?
Hmm? Sure.
Well, who picks them for you?
Why, you pick them yourself.
Doggone, I knew they was catching it someplace.
Thank you. morning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh, it's Radiola, and this week I'm going to call the show Carry-On Baggage, which is not an homage to a series of British comedies. It's more like Carry-On in Spite of Your Baggage, and that's what we're doing this week. We're just, you know, we're circling the wagons instead of circling the drain, and there's a lot of baggage on those wagons, but only what we could carry on. Nothing excess. We began with Moran and Mac, Two Black Crows, but in the jailhouse, and we're here because we're here, and where else would we be? 1928. Wherever we are, that's where we are. See, that's so zen. I love it. Hazel Scott, Hazel's Boogie Woogie, 1942, from that Decca album, and Willard Robeson, however you want to pronounce his name, he pronounced it both ways and accepted it. Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929, and that is a good song. A lot of people like that song. Some people are maybe tired of it, but I'm certainly not. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and my baggage is full of issues, and I keep them concealed in there, but only the issues that I can carry in my baggage, of course. Speaking of carrying on, this describes it. There's a certain degree of feckless insouciance in this lyric, but that's exactly how we would have it. The Colonial Club Orchestra, that's Louis Katzman in 1926. That's Irving Kaufman singing. Ain't We Carrying On?
Thank you. We don't get nothing done, ain't we carrying on? Don't own the clothes we wear, don't even give a care, ain't we carrying on? We haven't got a cent, landlady wants a rent, but she'll find us gone. Say, we live today for tomorrow never comes, ain't we carrying on?
Thank you. you shoo the blues away. When cares pursue ya, hallelujah, gets you through the darkest day. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray, but hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo your clouds away.
Phil Ommen, Victor Arden, and their orchestra, and that's a lovely recording of that from 1927. Irving Kaufman again, Hallelujah, great recording of that. I like that a lot. Before that, the Chicago Loopers, which you may have heard before. That's Bix, Tram, Don Murray, and the rest on there. Three Blind Mice, Master Number One. That is off the Hot Record Society dubbing, which was issued in 1937. That was originally recorded in 1927. However, that's an amazingly good dubbing. I am surprised at the quality that they got with that, and I tip my hat to those engineers who were able to get that sound out of that record. Even then, very nice re-recording of that. That's one of the few reissues you'll hear. Yes, of a different master, and that's my master of that master, his master's voice, you might say, except it's a different company. Colonial Club Orchestra, Katzman, Louis Katzman, Irving Kaufman, Ain't We Carrying On, and Indeed Aren't We, 1926, and this is Radiola, your 24-hour Irving Kaufman station on Live 365. Unless you download it and you get to listen to 2 hours a week like us mere mortals. And yes, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm a mere mortal. Sometimes I'm more mere than others, but we're not doing too badly. By the way, if you want this playlist or any other playlist for Radiola, please visit Radiola Blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into whatever device you have. Something will come up resembling this. And remember, if it doesn't have my little rip-off of a Diamond Disc label, then it's you're annoying somebody else. So ignore me for a change. I like this recording coming up. This is Vernon Dalehart, and I just think this was an old song at the time, but he does something very nice with it here. 1927. Let me call you sweetheart. Well, here it is.
I am dreaming, dear, of you day by day. Skies are blue when they're gray, when the silvery moonlight gleams, still I wander on in dreams in a land of blue. I'm in love with you. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
To be broke, dear, it's not a joke, dear, it's a curse. My luck is changing, it's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too, I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what I ended, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always tried for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darned well, baby. I can't give you anything but love. Baby, I can't give you anything but love. Oh, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Oh, baby, dream a little while, scheme a little while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Oh, baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darned well, baby. I can't give you anything but love, nothing but love. That's all.
Why wait for some other night? Don't wait too late, it wouldn't be right. The air is full of romance, the moon is shining bright. Why wait, tonight is the night. Thank you. and put your arms around me. Oh, baby, come on. By looking in your eyes, I surmise this is my chance. I can see this'll be a heavy romance. Come on, because I can't resist you. I won't be happy till I've kissed you. Come on, because I can't resist you. Oh, baby, come on. When I'm beside you, my heart is gone. Come on and let your conscience guide you. Oh, baby, come on.
Broadway Broadcasters, that's Sam Lennon, of course, along with the Panna Troubadours and Broadway Bellhops and all those other Broadway groups. Scrappy Lambert singing Come On Baby, that's from 1928, and that's he's on there. I put that in the more of the vocal section because there's a lot of vocal on that, and it's a good one. It's a very hot record, too. I love it. And that's on Perfect, of course. Gay Ellis and her novelty orchestra on Diva, but you know that's Annette Hanshaw. And you have Mike Mosiello, Andy Sinella, and a few others on there you may recognize. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, 1928. And that's, well, that's a little crunchy, but her records were so loved. They were well played, so that's a well-loved 78. Not too bad, just a little at the start, it's kind of, we'll play the other side of that too. Vernon Dalhart, Let Me Call You Sweetheart, 1927, oh yes. And this is Radiola, I'm Andy Sr., and I want to tell you something right now. If any of you are getting strange emails from me without a subject line, they're not from me. There was an incident this week, in which somebody hijacked my email account. So if you're getting links for weight loss items or anything else, they're not from me, and I apologize if that was what you thought. But I do not endorse any products or services other than my show and the artists who appear on my show and the labels on which they appear. I don't, and their concerts occasionally. But I do not promote products. My only product I promote really is myself, and I suppose you could take me to court over that too. The original Memphis Five, oh yes, a good group. Jimmy Lytle and Charles Pinelli and Frank Signorelli, Phil Napoleon, and here they are. And this, if you're hungry, this'll keep you hungry. 1923, good recording of this, good sound. Of Pickles. Thank you. And those were the Dixie Stompers. That's Fletcher Henderson. You know who he is. With the band, St. Louis Blues. Great version of that, and I really like that. That's an awful amazing record. Nice copy, even though it was slightly well played, but I got some sound out of it. I had to. I couldn't not do that. Before that, Herb Wiedoeft, a vastly underrated West Coast band, recording on the West Coast with the Cinderella Roof Orchestra, 1924, and on there you heard some wonderful Henderson-type reed passages, and that was pretty amazing. On Brunswick, always a good sound on that. Hoodoo Man, and the original Memphis Five, that's Pickles, and Sometimes You're in a Pickle, and that's just, you have to get out of it, that's all. 1923. Sometimes I'm feeling rather picklish myself, and sometimes I just go out and get pickled, but that's, I stay home, actually, because going out, they'll nail you. They will grab you if you ever attempt it, so don't do that, boys and girls. Stay home and, you know, get into the liquor cabinet at home. It's much better for you, and you will not regret that, probably. That's not a public service message. That's a private service message. This is Radiola, and we do what we can here to mix things up and be confused. Billy Murray in 1923. Here he is on a recording that I rather like, because I think he's certainly expressing some things. Oh, yes. Yes, I, you know, parents like that, that's pretty universal these days, or it should be. Not here, not there, just 50 miles from nowhere. That's my hometown, too, by the way. But if we're 50 miles from nowhere, then we're somewhere, and that's what I have to say right there.
Just put that map right on your lap and spread it on your knee. Say, that's geography. Don't seem right to me. There's cities here and cities there and cities all around. But there's a spot the map forgot, and that's just where I'm bound. Not here, no, not there. It's 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown. Not here, not there, but I'm all set to go there, so I'll make a break and take a last look in the mirror. Where's my hat? Where's my coat? Where's my leather bag? Send my trunk to the place written on the tag. Not here, not there, it's 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown. Catch a little train at 5:30. Have a little cry when I arrive. Pat a funny little yellow pup. Eat a little meal that Ma warmed up. Have a little gathering every night of a little family, snug and tight. Just a little love and sympathy, the greatest thing in all the world to me. I'd love to go back to that little old hut where the door is wide open except when it's shut. I long for the kitchen where Mammy would bake the pies that my daddy would throw in the lake. When I think of that schoolhouse, my eyes fill with tears. I never went near it for 17 years. And out in the fields I can see my old gent milking the cow that Sears Roebuck sent. And I long for the horse that demanded a stall with pictures of actresses all over the wall. What wouldn't I give for the washtub sweet scent and the moss-covered bathtub where we never went? When I think of my last visit home, I can cry. I said, Mammy and Daddy, I've come home to die. But Mammy and Daddy just made a quick lunge and said, feed it, you bozo, you've come home to sponge. Porter man, put my grip in that upper berth. Engineer, just Peter Cole, go for all your worth. Not here, not there, it's 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown.
bring me joy, then bring me sorrow. You are just here today, then gone tomorrow. Why can't I have you for my own? Why must I always be alone? I want to go where you go, do what you do, love what you love, then I'll be happy. I want to sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little love nest. I want to go where you go, do what you do, and we'll make love, then I'll be happy.
And then I forget. Yes, I do, 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 do.
Happy Hour Orchestra. That's Ray Stilwell singing a couple of choruses on that of And Then I Forget. And maybe you'll be driving a truck. if you are, then good for you. No matter how much college you've had, you can never have too much education. Fred Rich and his orchestra, actually. 1926 on Perfect. A little rumbly, but then so aren't we all. Gloria Gear, that's Vaughn DeLeith, 1925, And Then I'll Be Happy. And that cornet solo on there is no doubt Red Nichols, because I'm not going to do a Phil Schaff here and try to compare snippets of recordings, but on a previous show I have played the Mike Speciale recording, Mike Speciale, I should say. That's being... Well, when I learn how to pronounce things, I'll even be better than them right now. But... No, Mike Speciale and his recording of that, and the solo is almost identically executed. So I'm assuming, and I'm, with some justification, that's Red Nichols or someone who was, you know, sitting behind him in class. Then I'll Be Happy, 1925. Before that, Billy Murray, Not Here, Not There. I've come home to sponge. That's what I'm going to do. I got to sponge off later. 1923. The Happy Hour Orchestra, I could, it's, you know, those are the happiest hours, I suppose. This is Radiola, and I hope you have two happy hours with me when you listen to the show. If not, I'll try to address the issue and put it in my baggage with all the other issues. And this, yeah, I'm Andy Sr., and my issues go back. In fact, I'm a charter subscriber. This is a group that we heard a couple of years ago. But I happened to meet the banjo player here a couple of Saturdays ago in Saratoga. That's Peter Davis. And so I'm playing this week. It's Reggie's Red Hot Feet Warmers, and they play at the Saratoga track a lot. So you'll hear them there. If you're not losing too much, you might actually hear the music, which is good. That's Reggie Scanlon, a.k.a. Don Dworkin, on bass, probably him singing, I'm guessing, or Peter Davis singing, who is on the banjo. Mike Canonico on trumpet, Tom Shields on trombone, and Dan Levinson, our friend Dan, is on clarinet. So this kind of ties into the next thing too, because of that. But here's Someday, Sweetheart. So here it is.
How those weary blues could ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, my dear. And what you reap is gonna make you weep someday, sweetheart. Thank you. see how those weary blues will ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, my